Time now for a check of the oil markets. Jared Blickery standing by with the close for WTI crude. It looks like, at least after touching that seven-year high yesterday, prices seem to be at least stabilizing, I guess we can say, today, Jared?
Yeah, we did have a few fireworks earlier. There were some reports that a Ukrainian facility had been attacked by a cyber attack, and so we saw crude oil rise on that. But you can see it settled back down to the unchanged mark from yesterday, settling at $92.07, I believe. But check out this. Also, we're seeing a lot of other movement in the commodity space. I do want to check out Brent crude versus WTI. Brent is more heavily skewed towards Europe and is feeling the price pressure is a little bit more than WTI. So WTI here is the purple, and you can see it was above Brent for most of the year. And here is Brent crude oil. It's up about one and a half percentage points more. And you can see all of this came, the leadership change came within the last few sessions. And so just really exemplifying that premium that exists on some of this foreign oil here, guys.
And Jared, commodities across the board really making news today, including in the food space, wheat in Chicago touching the highest since 2012.
That's right. And let's go back to our futures heat map. And we can see wheat is one of the leaders of the day, also with palladium that has Russian exposure as well. But this is an intraday chart of wheat futures. They have been on fire recently. Let's take a look at the year to date and just really going and skewing to those what was it going to be, about 10-year highs? I think you'd have to be going back to 2012 in order to see prices at that level. So let's put on a 10-year chart. And indeed, you can see going back to shortly after that 10-year time frame began here. And let's do a max chart, because we saw in 2007, 2008, a huge run-up in grain futures as well as oil. WTI hit $150 per barrel. We're talking about $100. Think about a 50% improvement in price upon that. And so we're testing these 10-year highs right now, but there is more to go. Probably going to take a little bit of a pause here just on a technical basis. But if you think the inflation story has more to reveal, probably going to see those highs taken out imminently, or maybe just this year, guys.